No, not too late. 713-526-5738. 713-526-KPFT.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Till then, take care and have fun.
Gotta draw a line, I can't take it no more. If you ain't down with revolution, what you waiting for? Making money for suckers and not communities poor. Ripping flags off of coffers, man, this ain't our war. Colonized and terrorized by the world's biggest killers. The US government, the biggest weapon and drug dealers. Filling prisons with children, incarcerating the future. MySpace and Facebook got us stuck on computers. Stuck on stupid bumping music that's abusive to the shorties. And the nonsense that you're spitting, they just listen and absorbing. I've been dormant, I've been working, I'm a giant, I'm ready. I'm with the Apple and Oaxaca and we hold the machetes. I rock hard like Palestinian children holding slingshots. I'm with every single kid that's down for hip hop. For the culture, the life, what it really stands for. This music is resistance, it's the voice of the poor. I'm on the side of the workers, the teachers, the lunch ladies. On the streets with brown mommies, raising our brown babies. I'm with youth organizers, cleaning up the Bronx River. I'm like Jaime Escalante when I stand and deliver. I'm with Evo Morales, man, he running Bolivia. Distribution of the land so we can all live bigger. I'm with Hugo and Fidel, Grandmaster and Melly Mel. I'm with the Panthers up in Queens, justice for Sean Bell. I'm with Camacho Negron, I'm with Ojeda Rios. Freedom for Oscar López, time to get an appeal. I'm with a blue Jamal, I'm with a Sada Shakur. I'm with the compas in the mall, got he getting a penny more. Telling the truth, exposing the lies. Think about the dead soldiers when you're driving your bike.
Hey, Houston, thank you as always for tuning in with us, whether you're a first time or a long time listener to the Houston Independent Media Radio Show. We are super excited tonight because we have V, the board op for the revolution. I know that she was away for a minute, but she is now back with us, and we are, well, just quite frankly, without words to have her so with us in person, although she never really left us in spirit. And tonight we will be talking about Jose Campos Torres. And of course, as I'm sure you are well aware, we are in Fund Drive. And part of what we are able to do is because of listeners like you either logging in online to the Donate Now or also calling 713-526-5738
or 713-JMKPFT or going online to kpft.org.
Exactly. Thank you. I'm sorry my vision was slightly obstructed by all these fabulous premiums and such, like just hanging randomly. But also, as you guys know, I am a not very large fan of high-stakes testing. We spent a lot of time covering that. On Monday starts the next round of high-stakes testing. This year, Texas went with another company, another for-profit corporation, ETS. It's very important that listeners out there understand that there have been already reported several testing irregularities. There have been students taking online assessments, and then they get up to go to the restroom, and then they come back, and all of their previous entered answers are deleted. There are several issues. In addition to the larger issue that we cannot really measure a child's growth based on one single day of a high stakes assessment. And if you have children in a public school system here in the greater Houston area, there is the opt-out academy. You can go to HoustonCVPE.org. That is Community Voices for Public Education. We've had them on the program a number of times. They are probably the largest grassroots movement here in Houston, pushing back against this system of high stakes testing. And so they do have two locations of an opt-out academy, and you can go to that website to learn more. And if you are in Houston, which is one of the few districts that's actually doing makeup testing through next Friday, they do have this opt-out academy, which is an alternative form of child care or schooling for children that are in STAR testing grade levels. And also, if you don't have school-age children, but you're like, wow, that sounds really cool. While we want you to say, wow, that sounds really cool, and donate to us here on the Houston Indie Media Show, they also have rented an additional space because they have seen roughly a 100% increase in parents who are making this decision for their children. And so you can also go to the HoustonCVPE.org website and donate to them as well, or donate to us both, which we would really, really like. And V, I'll kick it over to you.
So our show tonight is about Jose Campos Torres, who was murdered by Houston police in 1977. And on the phone with us, we have Dee Trevino, who has been an organizer and activist in Houston for many years, and also Janie Torres, who is the sister of Jose Campos. They're at a sign-making party for the first ever annual walk to mark the death of Jose Campos Torres. But before we jump into that interview, I also want to encourage everyone to pledge. You can go to kpft.org to do it online, or call 713-526-5738. And be sure to designate our show, the Houston Indie Media News Show, as a show that you want to pledge to. It's needless to say, I don't think I need to give all the reasons that we need to keep 90.1 FM on the air. Our collective is a very amazing group of people, mostly women, mostly people of color. We are activists ourselves, bringing news for Houston activists, mostly local social justice news, but, we focus on things all around the world when we have to. So on that note, Rachel, would you like to introduce
our... Absolutely. Dee, are you there?
Hi, Janie and I are here.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And I know most activists who have lived in Houston for any extended period of time know a little bit about the story of Jose Campos Torres. But I don't know, Janie, I mean, obviously it's your brother. Can you maybe share a little bit more, because it's extremely personal for you, about your brother's story and exactly what happened?
Okay, this happened in May 1977, Cinco de Mayo night. He went out and had some beers at a local cantina in the second ward neighborhood where he lived, and called the disturbance in the bar. The police were called out, and he was then arrested, and the cops took him, but yet they took him not to the jail. They took him to the place called The Hole back then, where they took prisoners at the time to teach them a lesson, teach them how to be respectful towards the law. And they beat him so severely to when it was time for them to take him back to the jail, to take him to jail. The jailer did refuse him for the simple fact that he was so severely beaten up to where they could not admit him in the jail because of his injuries. They were ordered to take him to Bentop for medical treatment, and they ended up, instead of taking him to Bentop, they ended up taking him back to the hole, to where they beat him some more and threw him in the Buffalo Bayou, knowing fully knowing that he would not survive that. with the beatings that they gave him, plus his intoxication that he was in. They knowingly knew that he would not survive that, and ended up finding him May 8th, which is Mother's Day in 1977, and that's the whole story there. Pretty much it was just a cold-blooded murder from what they did to my brother.
And did you ever get any sort of an investigation or inquiry or any sort of justice stemming from these series of events that you have so vividly and horrifically painted for listeners?
Well, yeah, an investigation was done. Yeah, that did. But as far as justice-wise, no, there was never justice. I mean, they did go to court. The court started here, but apparently they couldn't get a fair trial. So then it was moved to Huntsville, home of the Klan, and that ended up horrible for us, you know, which they ended up just getting a $1 fine and a year of probation. So, no, as far as justice, no. Justice was never served. Never, never served.
And so now we are coming up on another painful anniversary for your family. What has transpired since this gross miscarriage of justice?
Excuse me? So what we're now, what are we doing?
Okay,
now?
What we're doing now, I'm at the point where to speak up about my brother's story for the simple fact that I don't want his story to be forgotten or fade away. I have always been wanting to do something like this throughout the years, but it was never the right time. It was never the right time. I lost a son 5 years ago, and other things have been coming up, and it was just never the right time for me to approach that. Me and my other son have been trying to do something, but we were not quite, you know, quite had the strength at the time. But now I'm almost sure we'll be okay. We're ready. We're definitely ready.
Tell us what you have planned for the march and when it will be.
Okay, it's actually a solidarity walk. Some people are calling it march. I like to call it a solidarity walk for the simple fact that I want the people to come out and unite. You know, it's not a protest, it's not a march, it's not where it's going to be anger or anything like that. It's going to be something peaceful in remembrance of him, of what he went through, what he stood for, who he was. My brother, he was a son, he was the oldest, he was a karate expert, he was a good-loving person to a lot of people. And that's what I want the city to remember, also the city to remember what they did to him, also for him not to be forgotten.
Janie, a lot of people know about the tragedy of Jose Campos Torres, but we don't hear a lot about who he was. So can you tell us more, please, about who he was as a person and what he was like?
He was strict. If we were at home and a certain time we were supposed to be inside, we better be inside, like at least an hour earlier if he came around. So he was very strict. He was, he taught us a lot of discipline. Okay, he taught us a lot of discipline, and it was, no getting away from that. He was also, something in him wanted to teach kids, teach them discipline, teach them, he was a self-taught karate expert, self-taught. That's something he taught his own self, and he had goals of opening a school one day for the young people in Second Ward, and he never got that chance. He did go off to the Army, the U.S. Army, and just after coming back from there, this is what happened to him.
It's been 39 years this year since his murder. I'm wondering, is there anything specific that has caused you to decide to organize this walk, this first annual walk this year?
Well, actually, yes. I only told a few people of this, but it's the specifics behind this as well is that I did dream him a lot in the past, and a little after I lost my son. It'll be 5 years this July. It kind of stopped. And it's funny because my son went to the Army because knowing that his uncle also was in the Army, you know, because we have a lot of them that are in military. And
his uncle being Jose Campos Torres.
Yes. And I started dreaming him as well. I started dreaming, having dreams of him, and it was kind of pleasing to me because it's like he's telling me something. And when I started dreaming him, but I was dreaming him as he was here today, as us being grown already, you know, we're grown, and that's what I started dreaming him. And when I started dreaming him that, and I called my son and I told him, and I said, hey, and I said, I think I'm ready to get this started for Uncle Joe, you know. And okay, Mom, you know, whatever, I'll support you, this and that. I said, I know you will study this and that. I said, not only that, is it something that needs to be done? It needs to be done. Because his story is fading away. And it's not that we weren't going to ever say nothing. No, it's just we never were at the right moment, too. We were, you know, me and my other sisters, the nephews and nieces, we just weren't in the right spot at the time. But now we're ready. We're ready to make sure that he does not, you know, his story does not be forgotten, and it needs to be told. It's part of Houston's history.
Jose Campos Torres was murdered in 1977 at the age of 23. The year after that, on May 5th, 1978, during the Moody Park Cinco de Mayo celebration, there were riots in Houston. Were you there, Janie? Or was Dee there?
No, I was not there. And the family, none of the family members at all were there. None of the family members, not one of them at all, was present there. The next day when we heard about it, it was sad. It was very sad. We never heard from anyone personally that we knew or anything like that to say that, oh, it was because of Joe. It was because, you know. No, as to this day, I still have not come across anyone that will say that, oh, it was because of Joe, you know. And it's, and I'm heartbroken that, you know, that's portrayed that way when, you know, none of my family members were there. We don't condone it, what happened that day. We don't take credit for it or anything, none of that, because someone's neighborhood got torn up. Someone's neighborhood got torn up, and that's sad. You know, that is very sad. And the same way, like for tomorrow, the walk is going to be a very beautiful, peaceful, but a very strong walk. And we have ground rules that will be set by myself. I will say them and make sure that we're not going to have any disrespect in the neighborhood or anything, because we're in someone's backyard. And we will not tolerate any disrespect at all whatsoever.
Well, I hate to interject, but a KPFT volunteer just walked in and asked me to pitch more to y'all. I have to remind our listeners that we are in Pledge Drive, which is how we keep the station afloat. We don't take any corporate money. We have no advertisements. We just stay on the air because of donations from listeners like you. If you like what you're hearing right now, please keep the Houston Indie Media News Show on the air, 713-526-5738, or 713-JAM-KPFT is the number to call if you want to pledge right now to our show, or you can go online to kpft.org. I think it's $25 that you become a member of
the station. It's $35, but here's the deal.
want anybody who can put their money where their ears are, regardless of, well, obviously we love large donations, but we need all donations. A lot of us, if a lot of people pick up the phones or log in right now and give a small donation, then that equals a large donation. And I mean, this is a station that has been on the air for over 40 years. This particular program has been on the air for over, let me try to think back, about 16 years now. I have been involved myself for about 9 years, and this was a radio station that I had been a longtime listener and supporter of. I myself got involved after I was falsely arrested at the outside the Republican National Convention 12 years ago and got out of jail. There were more people arrested there than there were in Chicago in 1968. And nobody really cared about my story. Nobody really cared about the story of the other 2,000 people I was arrested with. And while we did eventually win a civil action lawsuit 10 years later, at the time, I felt very defeated by the fact that nobody really cared about this very blatant violation of civil rights. And it was KPFT where I learned to, and Renee Feltz, who has since gone on to Democracy Now! And now writes for The Guardian, who inspired me to get involved, to take to the airwaves, to share not only my story, but the stories of other people. Stories like Jose Campos Torres and so many others. I mean, Jose Campos Torres, while this is not a news story, unfortunately, in 2016, we see it repeated nationally over and over and over again with the Freddie Grays, with the Tamir Rices, and
Jordan Baker from Houston.
Exactly, Jordan Baker. And I mean, this is not a new narrative, unfortunately. And what's even more unfortunate is that we are one of the few outlets that really exposes that narrative and gives voices to families and gives a platform for dialogue to happen around the need for community policing and railing against the police brutality. And so, you know, I mean, that's really, I mean, it's been an outlet for me now for over 10 years, actually 12 years. And I know it's an outlet for V. And also, hopefully, for those of you that are listening, whether maybe you're not on the airwaves, it's an outlet for you. It's an outlet for you to be like, I love being able to hear this. I love being able to hear these voices, to be able to have these very important issues not boiled down into 30-second sound bites, to really have a way to educate myself or to hear about issues that otherwise I maybe wouldn't, or definitely not at the depth that I would. So if you're kind of feeling what I'm saying and what V's trying to say, and also stories like what we're bringing you this evening, pick up the phone, 713-JAM-KPFT, or if you're listening online, kpft.org.
So I would like to go back to our interview for the last maybe 5 or so minutes that we have left. Could one of y'all please give us the information for the walk one more time?
Hey, this is the what was the question?
Can you give us the information for the walk, please?
Oh, sure thing. So we have a Facebook group, and it's the Joe Campos Torres Memorial Walk. There's also an event up on the group page. We are starting tomorrow, Saturday, May 7th at 9 a.m. at 4739 Canal Street, Houston, Texas, 77011. It is currently a business called 713 Inc. We've spoken to the owner, and he's okay with this. And as a matter of fact, we will have a small altar inside of the business with his permission, in memory of Joe Campos. And he normally doesn't open at 9, but he'll be open for us. And for his business, which is now 713 Inc., was formerly Club 21. And we'll be meeting there at 9 a.m. We will be departing at 10 a.m. Because we have destinations that we need to be at on time. The halfway point between 713 Inc. and our final destination is Talento Bilingüe de Houston at 333 South Jensen. We should be arriving at TBH around noon, and we will depart at 12:30. So for those members of our community that can't do the long stretch down Canal Street, through TBH. You can meet us at TBH and then continue from TBH to what was known as the Hole and to McKee Bridge. So that should be a shorter walk for other people. And we're going to end everything at 4 p.m. at McKee Bridge. So if at any point that someone says, I can't make it, I've got to work, I've got kids, you can plug in and out. We're going to be out there all day. It'll be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So people can just catch up with us somewhere down Canal Street, at TBH, or at McKee Bridge.
Okay, great. And once again, like we had mentioned, unfortunately, while this is a story that is several years old, almost 40 years old, the narrative has repeated multiple times. And it's not something that, well, it's something we would love not to report on anymore. But we want to encourage everyone out there to stay engaged, to stay involved, and to keep the memory of Jose Campos Torres alive. Also, to be able to keep shows like ours on the air, to be able to be bringing you stories like this, which is 713-JAM-KPFT. That is 713-526-5738. And this is, as you also know, our year in review was completely about dedication to the grassroots movement against police brutality, in support of movements like the Black Lives Matter, and also for that matter, Brown Lives Matter. I mean, essentially, it's not inflammatory to say that black and brown youth in this country, particularly young men, are statistically more likely to be subjected to this type of mistreatment and abuse by police. And V, do you want to share anything else?
I just really...
we invite all other families who have suffered from police violence or are in the struggle against police violence to join us and share their story. This is very much about community. It is has been put together by community, it's for community, and like the title says, it's the first annual Joe Campos Torres Solidarity Walk for Future Generations. So we're planting seeds now for our current and future generations to continue, because we know that justice, or injustice rather, needs to be addressed, and that's where our community comes together to say you're not alone, we're in this together, and we're going to continue the struggle.
Great. And Dee, y'all are at Solidarity Houston right now, having a little sign-making party. Can you tell us what some of the signs are that folks are making?
Sure thing. So some of the signs include Joe Campos was my uncle, was my tío, because we very much want to give you the human side of who Joe Campos is. He was somebody that everybody knows. Also, hashtag Solidarity Walk, hashtag Joe Campos Torres, and various signs of Joe Campos was my brother. He was mi hermano. He is someone. He is not just an unknown individual. He has family, and he will always be remembered and loved.
Okay, thank you so much, and we are going to clear out now, hoping to make it rain a little bit. 2 minutes. I got 2 minutes to go ahead and try to compel and beg and plead with the listeners of Houston. No donation is too large or too small. 713-JAM-KPFT, 713-526-5738. I'm Rachel. I enjoy doing this. I want to be able to keep doing this. Of course, we are part of an amazing lineup, and right now we are about to clear out for Voices at Work, who for years has brought wonderful coverage of labor issues, but just want to last time just shamelessly beg for those corporate dollars, because while we are not a corporate entity, unfortunately we're in a capitalist system and we kind of need that to be able to stay on the air. 713-JAM-KPFT signing off. So glad that V is in the studio in person, giving a shout out to Courtney and John who are here in spirit. Don't hate the media, be the media. Peace.
Don't you know they're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know they're talking about a revolution sounds like talking about a revolution sounds like